than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Well, here we are. We are recording this an hour after the regular season schedule has been released. He's catching his breath. Josh, what's going on, man? How you feeling?
Dude, catching my breath is an understatement. You know me. I live for this stuff, and I know you're just as excited as I am, but I mean, can we just tailgate on Sunday and have a game? Let's just get this going, dude. I'm like, it's like a tease. You look at the schedule and you're like, okay, and you're looking at the calendar and you're counting days. Okay, can we just get this going? Like, who cares about summer vacations? Who cares? This is all I do, and you know that. But I'm stoked. And here we are, the 2017 Ravens schedule. I mean, the whole NFL schedule release. You can go online, look at it. I've been looking at the primetime games, not only the Ravens, but there's a lot of big marquee matchups, and I definitely want to dive into the meat and potatoes of the Ravens schedule with you and get your thoughts, and we'll have a good discussion about it. But I will, you know, I'm going to give you my top three or maybe top five that are outside the Ravens realm of some games that I'm just definitely looking to go, I want to be tuned into this game.
All right, so let's just go over the preseason real quick.
Yeah.
These games, again.
Preseason, seriously?
We'll just list them, let people know when they're happening, because it's preseason. Score doesn't matter. It's to see the players. But the preseason starts on Thursday, August 10th, up against the Washington Redskins. That will be at home at M&T Bank. Then we will be going to Miami, getting some of that nice Florida weather, up against the Dolphins on August.
We actually play them in the real season, so it's kind of funny how we go down there, but they're coming up here, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, and that will be either August 18th or 19th. They haven't decided yet. And then the Bills come to M&T Bank on August 25th or 26th, and then they end the preseason up against the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans, and that's going to be on August 31st. So are your four preseason games. Now let's talk about the regular season. Let me just start off by saying this. Those first 5 weeks, people are saying, oh, it's a bit of an easier schedule for this team, that's the easy part. Those 5 weeks are going to be hell for the Ravens. My God, look at this. They started off on the road in Cincinnati against the Bengals September 10th on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Then they go to another divisional rival in the Browns. Then they go to London.
In London.
And they're playing Wembley at 9:30 in the morning, and then they
not really their time.
Right, so 9:30 in the morning for us on the
it's like,
on
it's
the
like
East
a
Coast.
Soccer game in the U.S., right? It's like World Cup. It's like, oh, I gotta wake up early. That's what it reminds me of. Like when I got up early for the World Cup or the U.S. and it was like weird times. Yeah, right. It's gonna be weird.
Yeah,
I have to do like a home tailgating at like 7 a.m. Be like, get ready for the game. It's gonna be a weird time. But you know what's gonna be unique about that game though?
What's that?
Obviously, I made the hard decision not to go to it. Unfortunately, guys, you've heard it here first. I'm not able to go to Wembley and go to UK in person for extenuating circumstances, and life happens. But again, I'll be there in spirit. But it's going to be weird watching a Ravens game at 9:30. But the best part about that is once the 9:30 game's over around, 12:31, I can watch the 1 o'clock games, the 4:30 games, and the 8 o'clock game. So I got football from, 9 o'clock to, 12 o'clock to following. So it's going to be football day. Day. It's going to be nuts. I'm going to be tired. Now, I'm not going to be tired. I'm going to be wound up. But it's just think about that, the excitement. And if you're not a football enthusiast like I am, Brandon, you get the Ravens game over between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, and you have the whole day to do whatever, and we can go away with a win, hopefully, there out of Wembley. And it's going to be unique to watch that game that early. But I've definitely done it when some of the other teams were out there, and it was pretty cool to just wake up and know that you're waking up, getting ready for your morning routine. I'm like, hey, there's live football on. This is awesome. And then you just roll right into it.
That's right. You know, you get to watch some Ravens football, eat a waffle, some pancakes, something like that.
I'm going to be eating a Wawa breakfast sandwich during the game. Wawa's right next door to where I watch the game, so I'm going to be going there and get a good old sizzly, but my tradition is a game day Old Bay bagel. I always get the Old Bay bagel, dude. You can't, and if everybody's like, oh, ooh, Old Bay bagel, Old Bay on your bagel. Dude, if you don't know us Baltimore people around here or even Maryland, we put Old Bay on everything. I've experimented with, dude, I've even put on Cheerios. You might laugh, but I've even tried to put on Cheerios.
I have not gone that far.
I have. I've put it on some outrageous stuff, but Old Bay, it's delicious.
All right, so after the game in London, getting adjusted to that time difference, I just got done the Caps podcast, so I'm saying the Caps. The Ravens have to then go up against
hockey on the brain, brother.
I know, yeah.
It's playoff time. I can understand. We're a Caps fever here.
All right, so then a week later after London, the Ravens are up against the Steelers at 1 o'clock on October 1st, and we'll get back to that in a minute. But then, after getting your time adjusted from London back to the East Coast, a week later, they have to go to the West Coast and go up against the Oakland Raiders, visiting Oakland for one of the last times. So that five-week stretch right there, that is going to be a tough series for the Ravens to get through.
It is, and I'm happy you brought that up. You know what's intriguing about that five-game stretch is, and the Ravens, of course, got what they asked for. And Harbaugh went to the league and said, look, I don't want a bye week. Any team that plays London, they almost automatically get a bye week in week four because, of course, the jet lag, the travel, and adjustment from the travel all the way back to the States. Harbaugh specifically asked the league, listen, I don't want my team taking a bye week that long because you figured if you take it in week four, you got to play five all the way through 17, and then who knows if you're playing any playoff games without a break. Sometimes, I mean, there is a mini break there. I mean, we have a Thursday night football game. I mean, you play two games in 4 days, but then you get that mini bye week with 11 days straight. But that's not enough. But we put the strategically, they put the bye week, and we'll get to it later, but they put it in between two road games, which is cool, in week 10. So you might say it's brutal, but the Ravens asked for it. So I say let's see if they're built for it. Let's see if they're built Raven tough here. Maybe it's as part of the Harbaugh strategy where he goes, hey, we're not afraid of this little, you know, the travel. But you're right, the traveling is going to be tough. And coming back at home and doing Steeler Week, which is one of our greatest foes, and the third divisional game out of that stretch, that right here, after we're already going to know by the time that Oakland game in Week 5 comes up if this team is for real or basically for real or not. Either contender or pretender, Brandon, you're going to know where we sit in division. I just had a discussion with my dad about it, and I was like, look, how exciting would it be if we can get 3-1 out of here or even do something extraordinary crazy and do all three divisional games with wins and go across the pond and beat the Jaguars at Wembley and be 4-0. But you know what the scary reality is and might happen here, Brandon? We'll win our season opener at Bengals on the road, which is insane because we always struggle there, number one, and on the road, number two, but we do it. We do it in fashion. Come home with the energy against the Browns, or the Cleveland Clowns, as we say here, and we smack them around. Go to Wembley, lose there because number one, it's overseas, excitement, and it's the Jaguars who always play us tough for whatever reason. Who cares who but players are on the field? And then Pittsburgh plays us tough. I can see us either being 3-1 or I can be scary 2-2. I think we can win the first two games, but those next two games, I can see those being losses. And that pivotal Week 5 matchup against Oakland, and who knows if Beast Mode will be on the roster or not. I heard he's coming back, but it's not made official. It's daunting. And that's my take on the first five meat and potatoes right there. That's going to set the stage for the season. It's going to be a fast start, and we could be – after 5 weeks, we can usually be sitting at 2-3, or we can be riding high. Who knows?
Yeah, just looking at the schedule right now, I would say potentially you have the first three – weeks be wins, and then week four and five potentially could be losses because of the time difference, because of the travel. It's going to be tough. Oakland Raiders, they are not a bad team anymore. I mean, they are a contender team. They look great, and it's a shame that they're moving to Vegas, you know, for Oakland's sake. But you know, maybe they want to play a little bit better since it's one of the last seasons there. That first 5 weeks, that's going to be killer, and it's mostly because of travel. But man, I don't want to be a Raven for weeks 3, 4, and 5, man. I'd be pretty tired throughout all that. Let's jump real quick to another one. Week 8 against the Dolphins. It's a Thursday night game. It's going to be on – did you see – it's listed on who's airing it. CBS, the NFL Network, and Amazon. So you're going to be able to stream this game if you're an Amazon Prime member.
That's interesting, and I did hear about that the NFL is going to start live streaming this year coming up for NFL games. And that's a platform to do it, and it just shows you where we come far. I mean, just this past weekend, I don't know if you saw my tweets, but I was in Tennessee over the weekend while we were having family time and compromising, so I didn't hog the TV. The Capitals were on NBC Sports Network. On my iPad, on the NBC Sports Network app, I live streamed that game live on my iPad. So in crystal clear HD on my iPad Pro here, I was watching the Capitals playoff game, and I had my Beats headphones on listening to it. It was great. So it just shows you the power of media where you can pretty much – I mean, how many times a week can watch our shows on the go and DVR from your phone? I mean, now the NFL is adding live streaming ability. I say it's awesome for people on the go or professionals who might work or – people who maybe not pay for cable and they only have the Roku device or whatever they got out there now. Yeah. I think it's awesome where you have that option. It's almost like a Netflix sort of subscription. So that's awesome. I love it.
I'll tell you, last year I had to work a couple Sundays and I had this CBS All Access Pass and that you can stream live television. I'm like, cool, I'll watch the Ravens game while I got to work. And it was actually blacked out because the NFL doesn't allow certain games to be streaming. But
it's because of the networks. They pay so much money to have them. So CBS, Fox, and NBC, they're getting the rights to that. So unless you don't have their direct app or subscribe to that, of course it's going to be blacked out because you're not on live TV watching it. You're not going to get it. That's you can only maybe find the radio feed on SiriusXM radio, even if you have that, and you can only get the audio feed if that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's very forward thinking. I mean, they're just doing for the Thursday games with Amazon right now, but very
but
smart.
They did that on Twitter, remember?
They did, yeah.
Last year where Thursday Night Football was you could watch it live on Twitter. Then they took it away, and I think they added it again. It was weird. It went away, and it was like, oh, it's back again. Like, I guess they were like everybody was complaining, and they took it away. So
yeah,
I love it. Live streaming is the way to go.
If the NFL was smart, they would look at what the WWE has done with the WWE Network, and they would stream their own games, and they have all the Super Bowls that you could watch.
I talked about that. Just listen about that for a minute, though. But because of the money, I don't think it'll happen, though, because just like we said, the big networks, they pay so much money. Like the Fox just had the Super Bowl. These networks pay the airtime, the commercials, and the money to have the Super Bowls, have the games, have the like the Sunday Night Football with NBC. They have that partnership. They're getting all that money, the sponsorships to have that. So I like where you're at, because I even said the same thing. I was like, why don't the NFL go to like pay-per-view kind of deal where it's like you only pay for the games you want to watch and then not – or maybe pay for their network. But see, you can only get to the NFL Network if you have cable. So it's kind of like, you know, you have to pay Comcast, Xfinity, or DirecTV, whoever, for their services to even get the NFL Network or add it on your package or even the Red Zone. But I like where you're headed because you're right. If you offer, let's say, what the WWE does, you know, the NFL's an entertainment business basically. So – why don't you charge $10 a month, have everybody download the app, and then anybody can get content. You can watch past Super Bowls. I love that concept, but I think because of the networks, WWE only had the pay-per-views that were on cable where you paid how much money, what, $50, $60, $70 for WrestleMania. It makes sense, but because with the cable providers and the networks, I just don't think it's light years away because of that. I think that's just – it's messy. It's too politicky with the money. But I love your idea. I wish the NFL would have an app like the WWE Network and you just put right up any streaming device and you have it at your fingertips 24/7. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it would be smart on their part maybe down the road because we're all going to be streaming pretty soon, but cable providers aren't going to let that that money go. But anyway,
they would lose all that money.
Yeah, they would lose a ton of money, and they don't want to adapt to it. We're already seeing that. But this is weird. So it's Ravens-Dolphins Thursday night, prime time, 8:25 start. Why the Dolphins in there? Why that? There's no rivalry. There's no story. That's an odd choice for a Thursday night game.
It is, but if you look at the Thursday night schedule, they're really odd ones, but you have to give them their due. They were a playoff team last year. We weren't yet. They did get stomped, and I would say stomped by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, that game was an embarrassment. I was loving it because I made money off of it because Antonio Brown went off. Like, he went off, and I was loving every minute of it, but that's beside the point. But they, again, you know, that's one of the playoff teams that we play in that stretch, and right in between there, from the Oakland game to there, you might say, well, who are we playing? We do go at home against Chicago, and then we go to Minnesota. So we have the NFC North we play there. Minnesota's got a beautiful stadium where we actually play in the site of this year's Super Bowl coming up. This year's Super Bowl is going to be played in Minnesota in that brand new stadium they have up there. I think it's U.S. Bank Stadium, which is awesome. So that's another road game there. So you figured we have one home, one away. But see, I'm going to cover that. I don't know if you saw that. They go to Minnesota. They have to travel on the road and come home 3 days later and play a Thursday night game at home. So there's another weird travel because you go up north of Minnesota. Granted, you're indoors. So you're not exposed to the elements up there. And granted, it's still early in the year. But then you got to come home after the game late Sunday night, prepare 2 days later, and we're playing football 4 days later. So that's going to be – you're right. It's a quirky game, but it could be a trap game. Any of these games are – you can sit here and say the Ravens can go 0-16 or 16-0. They can go anywhere in between, but – any of these games is a coin flip. I mean, you can sit here and say they can win all 8 home games, 4-4 on the road, and then 12-4. But the way the Ravens playing, I mean, the Dolphins, we trounced them last year. So we played them at home last year in a great game. That was the Breshad Perriman big catch and run. They blew them out. That's when the Ravens looked like Super Bowl champions, basically, at that game. And then we basically fell off the earth. So I remember that game. We were at that game, and I'm like, dude, if they play like this the rest of the year, no one's stopping us. And then we just lost it. I don't know what happened. But you're right. It's a weird matchup, but they were a playoff team, and they got premier players. I mean, they got Jay Ajayi running back. Landry's a big, great receiver. They got some weapons, and it's still going to be a good game regardless. But Thursday night, I like it better than a Thursday night game against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that right now. I'd rather like that matchup better. I mean, that's just how I look at it. Plus, we play them in preseason week two. So we're going to get the stars a little bit more. So that's the only team that we play in preseason that we will see later in the year. But I love it. It's one of our first primetime games. And, hey, I don't care who the opponent is, let's line up and play.
Yeah, and who knows what will happen with those Color Rush uniforms. I'm guessing they're doing that again on Thursdays, but we'll see.
I think they will. Monday is maybe one of our other primetime games on a Monday night, or we'll get to that later. We do have a Monday night game. The Color Rush will probably be brought out. That probably be the game to do it. Because last year it was on Thursday night. And usually Thursday nights are their Color Rush premieres. So that'll probably be the game we feature the All-Purples if we're doing that again.
Yeah. So let's move on to Week 12. You brought it up where the Baltimore Ravens will be hosting a Monday night football game.
You just love going to these primetime games, aren't you?
I do. I mean, I don't mean to skip over the Packers.
No, it's fine. Because I like where you're headed. Let's cover the prime times, and then I'll go back like we did. We'll fill in the blanks. We got this, guys. I just got to keep Brandon in the line.
He just
loves jumping right to these. He's got them circled on his calendar. I see you're like, oh, let's go to the primetime games, and next year you're going to jump to Week 16. I know it. Or Week 14. I already know the ones you're going to cover.
So on Monday night, the Ravens will be hosting Monday Night Football for the first time in 5 years up against the Texans. And that's on Monday, November 27th. I got to tell you, I think it's great that the Ravens are hosting Monday night. I am bummed that they are hosting Monday Night Football on Thanksgiving week, because you start on Thursday with Thanksgiving football all day. You watch Sunday, and you're starved for your Ravens football, and you got to wait all the way until Monday. That bums me out a little bit.
It does, man. I mean, it's going to be a great regardless. Speaking of that Thanksgiving game, I haven't seen the matchups for the Lions and Cowboys yet. I've been focused on my notes here for the show, the Ravens schedule, writing down my thoughts. I'd seen some of the marquee matchups and go through, but I definitely want to get some time to go pull those up. But
well, the Redskins, they're hosting their first ever Thanksgiving game.
You got it. I was about to say that. I was going to suggest that. I was going to actually mention that is the Redskins actually hosting a primetime Thanksgiving in their first time in history, like we did a few years back. And it's against their divisional foe, the Giants. So that's going to be a good one. Got Redskins. So it's kind of funny how basically apart. I don't know if the Eagles end up playing the Lions or the Cowboys, but it's kind of – and usually that might happen. But it would be intriguing to see if the Eagles end up playing one of those two teams, because three out of the four NFC East teams are on Thanksgiving. So it's going to be a big night for that division that late in the season. So get your turkey early, because it's going to be some good football that day. But divisional opponents always provide the best games, I think. But it's great. And you're right. We have to wait all the way till that day. But Monday Night Football, I'm happy to get a home game. And you know how everybody makes that big stink about it. Like the Ravens, and Harbaugh's always said it. The Ravens never get a home Monday Night Football game. We're always on the road. Well, if you look at the team's history, and I went and looked, the team in their inception since 96 have had six home Monday night games as opposed to 16 road Monday night games. Wow. Think about that. So that's why I think – me, I don't make it a big deal. I like it as a fan. As I have season tickets, I love going to the games. I love it when ESPN's in town, everybody's focused on us, and we're the talk of the town because we're hosting. And I love it. That's the part I love, because we're showcasing our city, our town, our team on ESPN, on national change, and we're one of two teams that they have to talk about. We're not. They're not talking about the Patriots. Not talking about the Cowboys, Steelers. They're talking about the Ravens of Texas. And obviously, we're the better of the team. So of course, I love that. I love the spotlight, the show, and hopefully do a better showing. I mean, we had Monday Night Football last year in New England, and we let that one slip away with a long Chris Hogan touchdown and a mental lapse. So I mean, the stage is always big. We always shine bright, but I hope we shine bright on this one. But and everybody makes the correlations, and I love it. I see the enthusiasm and excitement. A lot of some of our listeners, Jordan, I know, he's tweeting me a little bit, was saying the last time the Ravens hosted a Monday Night Football game, we won the Super Bowl. It was in 2012 when we opened against the Bengals on Monday night. There's a lot of correlations. I love that. It brings back the memories like, hey, maybe this is it. But got to line up and play the games. But it is very exciting, and I appreciate Jordan's enthusiasm. I love it. You know, we're excited around here. We never get to have it, and now we have it. And I'm happy that the league listened to us this year, and they've been gracious to let us have it. And I'm very excited about it, and it's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, definitely a good matchup. Speaking of good matchups, Week 14 at Steelers, Sunday, Steeler week, December 10th.
Yep.
That's right. It's a Sunday night game. Start at 8:30, Heinz Field. Cold December Heinz Field. That's a big one. That's always a big one.
It's going to sway the division. I'm telling you this right now. Week 14, circle it. We already know week 4. And it's kind of funny. I mean, and I'm not going to dive into, we always have it a primetime game away. We remember last year, Sunday night football, Christmas night, me and you were together, the heartbreak, the excitement of watching Juszczyk go across the goal line, getting the 4-point lead, and then watching us collapse down the stretch and Antonio Brown stretching and ruining our Christmas night. We remember that.
Yeah.
Let's get revenge. Let's start off early in October, get the season started off right. Let's kick them around, and then let's just say, okay, let's add 10 more weeks, and you're going to see us again, and we're going to do it again. I would love it. Recent history, and again, going back all the way to week 4, and covering the Steelers games in tandem here. Yeah, we discussed it, and I said we can probably be 2-2 after that because we could lose that game. But I'm going to pre-exit with this. But the Ravens have played the Steelers well as of late in their history at home, especially on the road. You see, they're not scared of these teams. They play up to their potential when they play the Steelers on the road. The Steelers, they were basically one drive away from winning that game if it wasn't for a collapse in secondary, which we bolstered this year, which – by some pundits, if everybody stays healthy, including Jimmy Smith, who said he should be healthy throughout the year. He feels great. He says it, but let's see it. We have the makings for the best secondary in the whole league. Not in the AFC, but the whole league. We added Jefferson. We added Carr. We got Webb back at a discount. We have Weddle. We have Smith. Let's get it. No one's going to be passing on us again like that. Antonio Brown, they're not going to run down the field like that and go, wait, boom, 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 touchdown. Nope. They're going to earn it. And they're going to earn it hard. And that's going to be the matchup to decide everything. That's going to be – you know it is. I mean, how many times does a late December primetime game against the Ravens Steelers come down to an implication of a divisional title, playoff positioning, or knocking somebody out? It's football at its best, and I'm glad it's on a national stage. One of these two – I'm going to tell you this right now, Brandon. Do you agree? And I'm sure you would. One of the two Ravens games, whether it's home or away, I think it should be mandatory that one of those two games has to be on primetime.
Well, yeah, I think NBC always wants a prime time because even if you aren't a Steelers or a Ravens fan, you're watching that game because you love that rivalry.
Oh, my God. And I shared on the call Facebook page in my own NFL. I think it was NFL Network or NFL. It was one of the NFL affiliates. I don't know what Facebook page it was, but they said they gave a quadrant of four games, and it said the 2016 rematches that are excited for 2017. What was the first one in the left-hand corner? Ravens Steelers. That people love watching it. And I hear it all the time with Chris Collinsworth calling the games with Al Michaels. They say it all the time. This is the best rivalry in football, and this is why they're on primetime. They knock the slobber out of each other. There's always big implications, and it's no bigger. And I might even trek up to there because it's a primetime game on Sunday night. I might even go to that game on the road. I want to support them. I might. It might be one of my road games.
Oh.
And covering that, to go backtrack, speaking of road games – two road games in between the bye that intrigued me. After the Thursday night game, you know, jumping back to week 8 in October, we go on the road week 9 in Tennessee. Then we have our bye week. Then we have another road game at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. One of those two road games I'm going to be on. I don't know which one, but I'm heavily looking at one. I would love to be at Lambeau Field. I've already said if I wasn't going to London, I was going to go to Lambeau. I'm going to check prices, see if it can fit it. If not, Nashville is intriguing to me because my brother, which I just came back from Tennessee, he lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's about 2.5 hours from Nashville. So obviously I already have a built-in free place to stay, get to see my brother, make it a great visit, and I get to see it wrap it up at a Ravens game in Nashville, which I've never been to. So that would be the matchup I'll probably be doing my Ravens road trip this year on. We'll see how it goes, but I just want to let the fans know, either Tennessee or Green Bay, I'm probably going to be at one of those. If not, it's going to be Pittsburgh on Sunday night later in the year.
Nashville's a great town, very fun place to go. So, I mean, definitely a toss-up there about which one you're going to go to. But you were saying earlier, Steelers, Ravens at the end is going to decide everything. After the Steelers on the 10th, on the 17th you have the Browns, and then on New Year's Eve you have the Bengals. That's two more AFC North opponents. This is it might not all end with Ravens Steelers on the 10th.
You're right.
You got the Browns Bengals, and then you have on Christmas Eve, you've got the Colts kind of sandwiched in there, but they're starting off the year with the AFC North battles and ending it pretty much at the last 4 weeks.
Well, again, they're ending it again. They start out – it's kind of like in reverse order if you look at it. It's kind of awesome. They go Bengals, Browns, Steelers, then they end Steelers, Browns, Bengals. So it's kind of like it starts and then it ascends and then descends. It's kind of crazy. If you look at it, it mirrors each other. It's like home and away. It's awesome, which I love. It's just the way the schedule falls, it's almost like it's perfect symmetry. you can tell I love this stuff. Perfect symmetry, but you're right. It might, and you can't forget that we do have a right in between there. We have the Monday night game. We actually had the Lions at home, then go to Pittsburgh. So the Lions game could be a good victory for us, but the Lions have been tough. They have a lot of former Ravens on the staff. I think Lynn and I are still playing with them, if I'm not mistaken. Jim Caldwell still at the helm, former Ravens. So that's going to be a great matchup at home. Then we go to Pittsburgh, then go to Cleveland. So it's two road games right in a row. So that's going to be it right there. But, and then you can't forget coming down the stretch, that Colts game is basically a primetime game. The winter months gets dark early. That's a Saturday football game the day before Christmas Eve, because Christmas Eve is on a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday, December 23rd. Because I thought it was Thursday night football, because when I saw the Thursday night football lineup, I tweeted excitement because the Ravens and Colts were on there along with the Thursday night against the Dolphins. But then when I looked, that's a Saturday game because of the holidays. So the Ravens play a primetime Saturday edition Thursday night game on that Saturday. Then they end on New Year's Eve at home in season finale against the Bengals. But keep in mind, Brandon, the Browns game or any of these late games, they could be flexed if they have big implications because it's that flex scheduling down the stretch, starting with that Pittsburgh game still at Sunday night slot. But these games could be moved to 4:30 or 8 o'clock, depending on, like, let's say if the Ravens and Bengals are tied for first place and the Steelers are out of it, who knows, and we play them at the season finale, we can end up being moved to be showcasing that game. So that's why I love the intrigue of the league leaving that available, because they want to knock out games that, oh, we got to watch a primetime game with two losers now. Well, one of the better games could be on earlier in the year that has the playoff implications earlier in the day. So there could be an option where we could see these moved out. So not that they would move Ravens Steelers out of the way, but it's always subject to change. But I love it the way it is. And our fourth primetime game ends Saturday night against the Colts, and I love it. Two games right in a row, the end of the year at home. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, and all right, so that's pretty much the schedule we just went through. Any other games you want to talk a little bit more in depth about?
I definitely do, man. I just wanted to get everything else pulled up. But while I'm doing that, give me your – in not going at game by game again, but just like looking at the schedule, what we discussed, do you have a prediction of what the record would be?
All right, let me look at this again. So I'm just saying 3-4 –
I know it's tough, man.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I think 12 wins. I do. I think 12 wins.
12 and 4?
I do. Now that,
who's your four losses?
I'm thinking week 4, Steelers.
Steelers at home?
I that Wembley game, that's the main factor for me. And then the week five against the Raiders, I think, would be another loss.
Really?
I think Lambeau at Green Bay is going to be a tough one. And what was the other one? What was the other one I was going to say? I don't know. I'm looking at the schedule now. I can't remember the other one I have, but I was going to go Steelers, Raiders, and Packers as three losses.
Hmm. I can see that happening because I can see where you're going with that. 12-4 is a great, great just first glance at it. I'm going to call it. Let me look at it right here just to pull this up here, give it a good look. My first glance, I'm going to say 10-6, but let me give it a quick glance over here before I make it official. But then we'll go over it as obviously the draft gets set next week, and we'll preview that coming shows here. And then once we get our roster set, we'll go into really the predictions of later in the year where we really think we're going to lie. But just for fun's sake here, let me go ahead and pull it up here. So we have we'll say 11-5, just looking at it.
Okay.
I mean, every year I always predict the Ravens in that 10-6, 11-5, 12-4 range because just looking at it, you know this team, you know what we're capable of. We have the capable staff to do it. We have the favorable schedule to do it. I always say one of our losses is Green Bay. I think we split against the Bengals maybe home and home. We split against the Steelers. I think maybe the Oakland game or the Jacksonville game's a loss maybe. And maybe the Vikings or the Dolphins because of that travel. So the losses are going to stack up in that first half of the year, maybe where the traveling gets to us. Maybe we end up on a plane of like an even keel there at 4-4. Who knows? Because it split right down the middle because we play 9 games before the bye. It's tough. And speaking of that, I just wanted to interrupt. Oh, my God. I love it. NFL Network is showing like top plays of all time on like Red Zone. They just had the snow game that we were at against the Vikings. Man, that was awesome.
That was a great game.
I looked up and I saw the snow and the Marlon Brown catch and I was like, oh my God, like I just got distracted. I've been having NFL Network and ESPN back to back flipping because of the schedule and what they had to say about the team. So I've been on this thing since the moment it started. But I'm going to say, just for the sake of looking at the schedule, a lot of those losses are going to be due to the probably travel and maybe just not getting prepared enough. So we'll see how it stacks out, but that's going to be the real intrigue coming in.
Yeah, travel is definitely going to be an issue, and it's going to be a storyline for this season. I mean, going to London is a big deal, and I think it's awesome they're doing it. But to just go against the Steelers, your biggest rivalry of the entire year, the very next week, while your body's still adjusting to the time difference, and then to fly out west to Oakland, that's killer, yep. Man. I mean, that is really like you're going to be tired, and travel's going to affect that. But besides that, it kind of looks like it's home away, pretty much the rest of the year.
It is, and that's what I mean by balance. Like you get your two road games between that bye with the Tennessee and Green Bay, you get your two away games in a row at Pittsburgh, at Cleveland. Granted, they're in the AFC North, and it's not really that big of a travel because they're close. They're within fairly short flight distance, even if you had to take – they wouldn't drive or anything. But if you had to take buses, Pittsburgh's only a 5-hour bus ride. Cleveland's like maybe 8.5 maybe. So they're close by. And then you have your two home games at the end of the season. So there's a lot of balance. You get your 2-2-2 at the end of the year. In the beginning, it's kind of like 1-1-2. It's awesome. So I think it's a really balanced schedule with the bye right there. You're saying 12-4. I'm giving one game less, 11-5, maybe 10-6. Just looking at it, I'm teetering on that fence. 10-6, 11-5. You can flip a coin, but we'll see where the chips fall later this summer when the roster set, when we draft some new Ravens next week, and see where we really stack up coming out of minicamp and right before preseason. We're going to release it and give us our real deals. But I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you really are you intrigued with any of the matchups outside the Ravens. Are you licking your chops to see any other games or any other matchups this year? Have you really gotten that far?
I haven't really been able to see what else is going on in the NFL. I've kind of been sticking with the Ravens after talking caps with my buddy earlier tonight, so I really don't know what else is going on.
Really? Well, I'm gonna dive into some of my favorite matchups here. Starting it off, of course, the Super Bowl teams this year create the focal point of that. Speaking of that, I want to watch the rematch. Sunday Night Football at home in New England. They play the Falcons on October 22nd at 8:30. Ooh. That's going to be the matchup. I want to see that rematch. That was one of the most incredible Super Bowls, apart from watching ours, which were great. Wow. I still gush about it. The catch, the comeback, the way that Julio Jones caught the ball, and I literally thought the Falcons were going to put it away, and it didn't. The Matt Ryan sack fumble, he just wasn't paying attention. It's just that whole game, just in itself, the first overtime Super Bowl, they came back down 28-3. Just imagine that. That's going to be the matchup to watch. Again, I want to watch the Patriots at the Steelers on December 17th at 4:30, or if the Ravens games permit. Obviously, the Ravens take precedent, whether I'm at the games or watching them. But whatever, I want to watch these matchups, or I'm keeping a close eye on the scoreboard. These are another matchups. And then to start off, Sunday Night Football, the first Sunday Night Football game of the year, Brandon, it's again, the league loves it. It's Giants-Cowboys for the third straight year, and they've been great the last 2 years in a row. Incredible. Was it like 1 or 2 point games like every time? It's awesome. Great matchup. And then the second Sunday Night Football game is a rematch in the NFC title game. It's Green Bay and Atlanta. So those are the four games, which is great. It's rematches of the NFC title games and AFC title games, and it's rematch of Super Bowl. And it's going to be some good football. So I love watching those rematches because it's good football. They were the best teams of the final four of the NFL last year, the final two. It was great football. And I really can't wait to see it out. And the Chiefs actually open the season. So the season all comes down together and opens up on September 7th, Thursday Night Football. The defending champion Patriots, they host the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City gets the first game with New England. And that's how it's going to shake up. And let it be where it be. I'm still searching because the schedule is so sporadic. I want to look at the Thanksgiving Day matchups. That's what I'm kind of like trying to look at it here. Bear with me here. So I'm actually... For some reason, when I like Google Thanksgiving Day games, it's not giving me what I want. So, and finding them on the schedule is like tough. So I'm actually going into the unless you have, I don't know if you have it.
Let me see. It looks like it's.
Do you have it?
The Redskins.
I'm trying to click on like.
Yeah, the Redskins are hosting the Giants.
So I got to click on Dallas's actual team and see their schedule.
We'll host, we'll host the Giants.
They play it's the Chargers.
Minnesota at Detroit. And then it's the Los Angeles Chargers at Dallas.
Why wouldn't they have the Eagles? See, if the first game's a divisional game, the third game's a divisional game, why wouldn't they have Philly play that game against the Cowboys? That would be seem wouldn't that seem right? I don't know.
You know what they're doing, though? This makes a lot of sense. It's against Los Angeles, the biggest market out in the West Coast. This is...
Versus biggest market, in, of course, Dallas.
Yeah, this is ratings. That's all that is.
Yep. And yep. Hey, there you go. Thinking with your noggin. There you go. Thinking like a true GM. Oh, it's all about the money. No, good point. But I didn't even think about that. But there's your Thanksgiving billing. It's going to be great. Can't wait to get this started. And all comes to halt on the last year, the day of the year, New Year's Eve. Everything comes to a halt, and playoff football starts in a new year, which I love that. It's awesome. You know, the last day of the year, we're going to get the real NFL and what's all about, the Ravens season finale. I can't wait to get down to the bank and get these road trips going. And it's going to be great, man. I'm excited. I'm stoked.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. So this is going to be a great year. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Some really good matchups for the Ravens. Good sure. matchups around the league. But here we go. This is pretty much the if for us fans, this is the first day of the new season. So
it's an unofficial holiday. It's a holiday for me, and it's kind of funny because when a friend of mine on Facebook was like not getting it, he doesn't go to games or whatever, and he was like, I don't get what the excitement is. We already knew who our opponents were, and then somebody goes, well, we didn't know when, and now we know primetime games. So I said, it's for the people who have season tickets like myself who get to plan out their day, and I said that people who get to travel with the team, it's for them, and then that's what it's all about, and it's just that's what it's about, you know. It's. I can't say that enough. It's the people who go to the games and go to live and go to road trips, they get it. They get why today's an excitement day. The people that sit on their couch all day on Sunday and sit on their laptop and watch the games and watch their fantasy, they don't care. They don't care what the schedule is because it don't impact them. But I schedule vacation days around this stuff. I schedule you know, budgeting around this stuff. I mean, dude, you know me. This is what I do. This is my life, and I couldn't be more excited about it. And let's get it going. I'm ready. I'm ready for some Ravens football now. I even told her about. I said, can we just leave out the tickets and go on Sunday? I mean, but we have more excitement, Brandon, and it all starts this week. But a week from tonight, man, NFL draft day one, round one is next week. It's going to be a busy week for us. We have a lot of great events planned. Me and you are going to be down live on location next week. Next week's going to be a busy weekend for us.
Yeah, there's a Ravens festival at the stadium. It's the annual yard sale. It's the draft. Yep. Plenty of stuff going on for the Ravens. They're definitely getting the fans involved this year like they always do. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, and we'll be back with another show talking about the draft next week.
Oh, it's going to be great. Are we doing live on location for everybody next week at the bank?
I think we can work that out.
Yeah, I think we could do it. I know we did it last year. It was great. After we did some good shopping and some good rummaging around the yard sale, we got to showcase our items and then talk about some good draft updates. But I don't know if you're going to any events. I know Jimmy's Famous Seafood's having one. I know High Tops is having a big one at 6 p.m. with everybody. The Ravens, I think the Ravens are going to be there, like the Ravens cheerleaders and Poe and all that. I think High Tops is doing their draft party. Are you going to any of them? Because I'm thinking about going to High Tops. I don't know how – I'm sure it's going to be crazy, but I don't know if you're considering going there or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. High Tops is a fun place to go, but, man, that gets crowded and that gets filled up real quick.
And being that I won't be able to get off work till like 5 coming from Delaware in traffic – I don't know if I can get there, and even getting there right at 6 p.m., who knows if I'm even going to get a spot. Who knows, maybe if I just end up at Jimmy's and see what they're about. I'm definitely going to be out because it's prime time, so me and you, I don't know what we're going to decide to do. I've talked to some of my friends. I don't know what we're going to decide to do. I definitely going to go out for it. The Ravens got a 16th pick. I have to check my calendar, but it's even going to be a crazy weekend for me. You ready for this? If my calendar's right, and I have to double-check it, Ray Lewis is going to be in Baltimore for a cigar event. In Baltimore, I think that Friday. So you figure the draft first day on a Thursday. If that Rose event's on a Friday, then we have the yard sale and then the Ravens event on Saturday. I'm going to be on overload, dude.
That's a busy Ravens weekend.
Hey, it all starts tonight, and I'm just like, I'm going crazy. And next weekend's going to be fun because I bought my ticket to the Flock Festival. That's going to be at the stadium. Dude, they do it right every year, and I can think. I almost just want to write a letter to the team thanking them for what they do. I mean, because it's for a guy, Raven season ticket holders, as a fan, it's a chance to get up close and personal with, intimate with the team. They have the trophies on display, which I'm great to get a picture with again this year. I just love staring at it. Like, it's just, I find myself just like, I just like, as soon as I get in the stadium and get in there, I run right up to the club level, find out where the trophies are, and I just like stand there and stare at them. Like, and people think, like, oh, there's a truth. But it's like, but that's all we do. That's why we buy the tickets, go to the games, go to tailgating. It's our trophies, too. And people, you know, and people joke, like, oh, you didn't earn that. Well, I put my butt in the seat and I paid it. I pay my PSLs and I pay, you know, premiums for the team. I buy their merchandise. Of course, I contributed to it. I was in the stands rooting hard every Sunday. I go on the road and root them hard. I was there for the playoff wins and the playoff losses. I've been there. So don't you dare tell me that those trophies aren't mine either. They're the city's. The team earned them, but the fans. I mean, we were there for the parade, 250,000 strong plus. I was in that stadium. It was an event of a lifetime, and it was ours. And just watching the trophies and just seeing them in the cases and taking pictures and being in the club level, being on the field, the grass. I hope we get to go on it. I don't know, because what I'm concerned about is I don't know if they'll have this. I'm sure they'll have the stage right set up because – of the Metallica concert later in a couple weeks from that date, and I'll be at that too. I'll document that and cover that. But Brandon, what I'm also interested to see is if they had the video boards done. Remember, they're doing the upgrades,
right?
I want to see if they had those video boards done because they're putting the bigger, the 4K HD ones in there, the double wide ones to put in the corner ones. So I would think they would have them for Metallica concert. They would have them to showcase that off and the glow and all that. So I don't know, but it's going to be a great event. Me and you at the yard sale. Covering it, being there live. I heard a lot of the newest Ravens going to be there. Tony Jefferson's already said he's going to be there. I think there's a lot of other Ravens are going to be there. Tony Jefferson already tweeted saying he's going to be there. Come down and join me. So, and then you're going to have probably what happened last year. Ronnie Stanley got drafted and he ended up being at the draft party on Saturday at the stadium. So, and he walked right by us. So, who knows? Maybe whoever we draft on Thursday night is going to show up on Saturday. And we welcome the newest Ravens with open arms and can't wait to see their impact. So, next week we're going to cover it and, definitely want to tease this. Just Unfortunately, we couldn't get him on the show today, but wanted to give a shout-out to John Dugan. He's nice enough to put together a mock draft for us, and me and him been talking back and forth with our enthusiasm of who the Ravens might pick next week. Because you might say, hey, Josh, who are the Ravens looking at? Well, we're going to cover that, and John's going to be nice enough to give us his insight, and I'm going to give my perspective as well on what I think, and we're going to do a twist on it. Now, I'm going to put it out there. We're going to put it out there for everybody to listen to. I'm going to get in live and do a Facebook live show next week to really give what I think might happen. Do I agree with John? Do I disagree? Who are my picks? Because everybody's asking me, hey, Josh, who are the Ravens going to pick? What are we looking at? We have positions. We have needs, and they're out there. And I can't wait to see what we do next week. And the all season's what we do best work. We draft Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, absolutely. We got the draft. We've got mini camp coming up. I mean, the Ravens are definitely going to be busy in the next couple weeks, and we're going to be right there with them. So, Josh, let me ask you, have we covered everything?
We have covered this one. Quoth the Raven, nevermore, man.
All righty, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, so guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an iTunes review and be social with the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. The call is getting me ready for the upcoming season. You should give them a listen as well. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you so much, man. It's just been awesome getting into our call schedule, man. I know the offseason's been quiet. I'm trying to fill the time in with some blogs. I have some blogs ready to go. Brandon's gave it a quick read, and we're going to get that out there sooner or later. We got the draft coming up. A lot of exciting stuff coming here, and just documenting every move the Ravens do in the offseason. I know it's been a slow and tumultuous offseason. The Ravens had a few acquisitions to be excited about, but few and far between. But this starts it all here. We had free agency a month ago. You know, we've added some pieces. We're still not done. We add more pieces next week. The schedule's out, so we know when and where we're playing these opponents. Get the road trips ready. Get the tickets ready to go. It's going to be amazing. We're in full force in 2017. Ravens season is among us, is upon us. Let's get it started. Purple and black all the way. You guys, you know how we do. Ravens, let's fly high into the offseason.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.